This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Shanghai is the financial heart of China, and even though growth is slowing there, the economy grew 7% in Shanghai last year. Its population is about 23 million, and it's now been decades with the cranes putting up skyscraper after skyscraper. That has been good for architects, including American architects. Marketplace's David Gura filed this report from Shanghai.
The Huangpu River curves through Shanghai on its way to the East China Sea, and architect William Pollock is sitting on its western bank on what's called the Bund. There's a wide promenade and
a series of about 28 buildings from the early 20th century, mostly constructed between 1910 and 1930.
Classical-looking columns, a lot of gray stone, and they couldn't look more different from what's across the river in a part of Shanghai called Pudong.
The new city, the new district, and it's where all the super high-rise buildings are.
William Pollock left the U.S. 4 years ago to head the architecture firm HOK's China practice. He says in Shanghai, there's so much that's new.
It's the greatest place to be on Earth, I think.
Dan Winey has been in Shanghai for more than a decade. At a time when critics lament the sameness of new architecture here, China offers opportunities to be bold, Winey says. He and his colleagues designed the Shanghai Tower, which is scheduled to open in a few months.
Too often, I think the building is looked at as being simply the second tallest building in the world.
Which it is, but the head of the tower's design team, Jun Shaw, points out how innovative it is. It has this standout curved shape.
Asymmetric. That's very important.
And Shaw, who was born in Shanghai but studied and practiced in the U.S. before he moved back home, says air is cleaned in a giant pocket between the building's windows and another glass facade that hangs from cables and moves with the wind.
The glass skin, they just like a silk dress.
He says silk dress. It's more like Armani suit.
China's growth has been slowing, but that doesn't seem to faze American architects like William Pollock.
7% growth is still a lot of growth.
He sees the slowdown as an opportunity to refocus on architecture that could tackle some of China's biggest problems, including air pollution. Architects could pioneer solutions in China that they could bring back to the U.S. I'm David Gura from Marketplace.